This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
It's a Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Quick Celtics timeout. We'll go through all the Celtics, or Patriots rather, opponents this year. We'll tier them off into a few different spots. Let's hear what those are in just a moment. But first, it's also a Twofer Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a Twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 19th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. If you have the code word, you'll score two tickets to the Red Sox and Mets May 19th at Fenway Park. Good luck there. Two more opportunities to win on Jones and Keefe at 12:30 and 1:30, so stay tuned for that. What are the tiers today, Keefe?
All right, so we're going to take a look at this Patriots upcoming schedule. We don't know what time yet, but we do know all of the opponents. We know the home and road. And let's tier it off this way, because everybody will be doing their season predictions once they come out. We'll all have what we think their record will be. Let's tier off each opponent based off of must win, I would say, is sort of the top one. Like, if this team's going to really turn it around, if they're going to go from 4 wins to 9 or 10 wins, what ones do they have to win? What ones are more 50-50, so like a coin toss?
Okay.
And then no chance. That'd be like the bottom tier that's just, it's not happening.
Even with all their improvements.
Even on your best day.
No chance it's happening.
I think that's all we probably need if we want to add or even subtract tiers. Of course, we can. They're always fluid, but we will begin this way.
Okay. Who do we have, Billy?
All right, we'll start with a home schedule.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Ooh, the Dirty Birds come to town.
I'm going to say at home, I'm going to give Atlanta 50-50. Do you want to go higher than that to a must win? I'm going to call that one 50-50.
So if we're talking like 9 or 10 wins,
yeah.
Doesn't the Falcons game at home have to be a win? Was it Michael Penix?
Michael Penix.
I don't think the Falcons are that good.
They have not been.
They have not
been. I mean, they've been a lot better than the Patriots.
Well, yeah.
And they have a lot of talent.
But this is a turnaround. This is a, if the turnaround season starts.
You want to go must win?
I would feel kind of shooketh if they lose at home to the Falcons.
Like, also,
that's not a good recipe.
This is why it depends on where it is on the schedule, too. Like, early in the year, I'd probably tilt more must win.
Yeah.
But okay, let's pencil
it. I'm putting
them
down must win.
Play to win the game.
Let's put in must win.
You got to have high expectations.
Can't be losing at home to the Dirty Birds.
No, you got to be. Jamal Anderson's not walking through that door, folks.
No, it's true. It's a good point. I hadn't thought
about that. Terrence Mathis isn't walking through that door.
Who else?
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that's no chance.
All right, so this is home game, though.
Yeah, no chance.
Okay, no chance.
No chance.
I mean, is it week 18 where Josh Dobbs is out there playing against backups and the Bills are trying to lose?
Tell
maybe.
Joe Milton there's no chance home against the Bills.
Yeah, so, I mean, tell me where the game is.
Yeah, okay. Tell Mac Jones there's no chance at home.
Meaning on the schedule, not where it is. We know the location will be New England for their home game, but yeah, I'm saying no chance with Buffalo.
Right, fine.
Carolina Panthers.
Kay. That's a must win.
That
you
one's
play a- to win the game.
Agreed.
Home Panthers game? Please.
Home.
Please.
Away, Carolina might be a little squirrely.
Oh, you down the jungle?
Play to win the game.
I like what I saw out of Bryce Young at the end of last year.
That's Sir Purr.
But.
What is that?
That's Sir Purr.
Was that a bear? No. It's our mascot.
That's a must win. You better beat Carolina at home. Must win.
All right.
Cleveland Browns.
Play to win the game.
Shedeur Sanders? Is Shedeur Sanders starting that
this
game?
This is why I wanted to say Atlanta 50-50, because there's like a lot of really crappy teams on their home schedule. Right. But okay, Cleveland.
Falcons, Panthers, Browns. All must win.
Cleveland's a must win.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback again? Where's the game? Is it in September? Probably Joe Flacco. If it's December, definitely not Joe Flacco. Probably Shedeur.
How many guys start for Cleveland this year?
Well, not Dylan Gabriel. He won't. And
at some point he might. Third round pick.
No, no, no.
Nick, seven.
Flacco, Shedeur. That's it.
That guy with the Tim Couch jersey better start clearing more space for names.
Gabriel, I don't care. They drafted him before Shedeur. Gabriel won't start a game.
Third round pick.
I don't think Kenny Pickett's starting a game.
He's doing TikToks with his girlfriend, doing viral TikToks.
Flacco, Shedeur. You're getting one of those two.
Miami Dolphins.
Okay, at home Dolphins, I would say 50-50.
That's the right spot.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
At home, 50-50. This is a game where...
It's a hornet's nest down in Miami.
If you want to finish second in the division, and I think that's a good, reasonable goal, that's knocking on the door for the playoffs, wild card-ish team, that's a game, you know, it's got to at least be a toss-up. You're going to want to win that one 50-50.
New York Giants.
Must win.
Must win. Terrible team.
They got to defend their...
play to win the game.
This is a good... They got the best schedule.
I mean, it is kind of a joke of a schedule.
It's amazing.
They must win against the Giants.
But
yeah,
you
definitely
get credit for these. So
definitely.
Count, yeah.
New York Jets.
Win the game.
At home must win.
Home. Yeah, home Jets.
Home must win against
home,
the Jets.
Home Jets.
You got to beat those New York teams at home. I mean, it really is a crummy home schedule. It stays pretty poor.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to beat the Jets at home.
All right.
How many wins do we have in four right now?
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, wow.
We're already at five.
All right,
just at home.
All right, keep going.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders. Is this more 50-50, though?
No, must win.
This is a must win?
Tom Brady at Gillette.
Ash and Jenty.
I like Ash and Jenty.
Ash and Jenty?
You gotta
Brock
beat,
Bowers?
You got to beat the Raiders.
All right, I'm with you on that.
At
you
home.
Play to win the game.
I'm with you on that.
Six wins. Nice.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who's our quarterback?
Play to win the game.
That one's 50-50. It's going to be Rodgers. What do you mean, who's their quarterback? It's going to be Rodgers.
All right.
50-50?
I feel like this is the time the Steelers are going to lose to, like, Tomlin's 500 playoff record.
So I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Every
Rodgers
year.
Rodgers is washed. They traded Pickens.
I know, but he's doing it with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and all these Mitch Trubisky, bunch of scrubs,
know,
and he's 500 making the playoffs.
But Rodgers is closer to all those guys these days than he is the actual good
and
quarterback.
And yet he's still gotten there. I don't understand it. I don't get it at all.
Right. If you just get Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett level, you can win 9-10 games.
Out of respect to them, I'm good with 50-50.
50-50.
But that's one that you're like, they should still be a home favorite.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Are they going to be favored in every home game except for the Bills?
No. I bet they're not favored in that Falcons game or the Steelers game. And maybe not even Miami. So five or six?
You don't think they'll be home favorites against the Falcons?
7, 8, 9. No. I think you're sleeping. What did the Falcons win last year?
I think you're high as a kite on these Falcons.
They win twice as many games as the Patriots.
They won 8 games.
Yeah,
stink.
They won twice. Okay, I'm not saying eight wins is great.
The Patriots last year were trash box.
I know, but we're begging and praying that the Patriots win 8 games this year. That team did.
Yeah, but they gotta go to Foxborough.
Yeah, no, I know it's super hard place
in front
to play.
Of these fans here.
Yeah, okay.
That lighthouse.
Yeah. Siri, well, that's a good point. The shadows of
they're
the,
not gonna know how to
the lighthouse there.
Dome team outside. Please.
What else do we have?
All right, to the road games now. Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, that's no chance.
I'll give them no chance. Yep, no chance. That's fine.
You're not beating the Ravens.
Lamar, tip your cap to him.
In Baltimore, not happening. What else?
Buffalo Bills.
That's on the road.
Yeah, no, we're not.
No chance.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not happening.
All good.
Okay, cross those two off.
Cincinnati Bengals.
So road Bengals, who they beat last year with Jacoby Brissett.
They're ready for him, though.
You think so?
I don't know.
Cat in the grass. If
maybe.
They wear the white uniforms, no chance. But if they wear their normal uniforms, I would say 50-50. The Bengals have more talent, but they did last year, too.
Right. I want to see where this goes. 50-50. Let's do it.
50-50.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You're right. They beat them last year with Stinky Mayo and Stinky Brissett.
Right.
They could beat them.
They underachieved more than probably any other team in the NFL last year.
Yeah, that's a 9-win team. We're making 50-50, but okay, keep going.
Miami Dolphins?
No chance.
Road Dolphins?
I don't want to. Do you want to say no? I just.
Yeah, look. I always, like, even with Brady, I was always
when's
like, you
last
have
time
it.
They won in Miami?
Yeah, I'm like, you can have that one down there. Take it.
I know, but
you
want to
split with them.
But isn't it weird that the Dolphins are there with the Ravens and the Bills and
a
tougher game than the Bengals on the road?
No, only because it's at Dolphins.
They do struggle in Miami.
Yeah, Tom Brady struggled in Miami.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Take it. I say have it.
Okay.
Give it to him.
That was, you know, Jason Taylor and guys like that, but okay.
New Orleans.
Yeah. Oronde Gadsden? That's who you were afraid of?
Who is it?
Saints? Frank Grimes.
Frank Grimes.
Who is the next one?
No, the next one was the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, that's
you
a must
play
win.
To win
that's
the game.
You better beat the Saints on the road. Derek Carr retired.
Oh, he retired.
He's out. Isn't that quarterback your guy?
Yeah, Tyler Shuck.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Yeah. Well, that's not my guy.
Well, Shedeur Sanders.
I did almost plunk down on him going to round one. Thank God I didn't.
No, that's good.
But I think he's the 40th pick, early pick on round two, way ahead of Shedeur. You have to beat the Saints in New Orleans. Okay. That's a must win.
All right.
New York Jets.
50-50?
Road Jets. We'll say 50-50.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Road Jets 50-50. Coin
you
toss.
And I like Fields more than most, so
yeah.
We'll put them 50-50.
Yeah,
division game.
Yeah.
Division games get crazy.
They do.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Is that a no chance or a 50-50? I think it's a no chance.
I think it's a road game. I know that it's a road game. I don't think that it's a road
definitively
game.
A road game.
I have a feeling this one might be played down at Tampa. You know me, I love Baker Mayfield more than anybody else likes Baker
well,
Mayfield.
Well, debatable.
But that's no chance. No chance.
Yeah, they're not winning.
No chance.
They can't score with that team. And then the final one, Billy?
Final, Tennessee Titans.
That's a must win.
Especially
you
for Vrabel.
To win the game.
Great point.
Couldn't be more of a must win.
Vrabel. Honestly, that might be the game I'm most confident in on the whole schedule. Worst team in football last year. It's Vrabel returning to Tennessee. Yeah, that's the must win of all must wins, I would
mm-hmm.
say, even though it's a road game. So what did we calculate out to?
All right.
Duck boats.
All right, so must win. We have Falcons, Panthers, Browns, Giants, Jets at home, Raiders, Saints, Titans.
That's so many. Eight?
It's eight.
Wow. They have eight must wins.
Yeah, they have to win those games.
I'm going
to
take the under on that.
Coin toss, 50-50 games, Dolphins at home, Steelers, Bengals, Jets.
So those are a coin toss. So by
four
definition,
up in the air.
Let's give them two of those.
Yeah.
So ten
wins. They're winning 10 games. No chance. Bills home, Ravens, Bills road, Dolphins road, Bucks. So really, we got them at 8-5 automatic, and then four up in the air. So even if they lose all four, they'd be 8-9.
Somewhere between 8-12.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
median's 10.
What's the over-under? Is it 7.5, 8.5?
I think I saw 8.5. Yeah.
8.5.
Yeah, so really not that crazy.
No, we're kind of all over it.
I should have double-checked that, but I think I saw 8.5 this morning.
I think we kind of nailed it again. It's always up in the air when we're going through it.
Until you talk it out.
And then you see it, and you're like, yeah,
and you're
that's
like,
kind
wait
of right
a minute,
on.
We've nailed it yet again. So I'm pretty bullish on the Celtics. I don't think their series is over against the Knicks. And we got the Patriots down for a solid 8, 9, 10 wins.
All right, more confident in the Patriots having a winning record or the Celtics winning this series?
I think the Celtics.
No, they're going to win 3 straight games without Tatum versus
we only have 8 must wins there.
There's 4 toss-ups. Any given Sunday, Jones, it's a game of inches.
So that's a tier Tuesday, each and every Tuesday.
And it's
Tuesday.
The Celtics.
Here, I'll be my. I agree with Glenn. you can weigh in on our tiers, the Patriots opponents. We're going to find out the full schedule tomorrow night when that'll be released. Lots of schedule leaks have made their way out. Not many with the Patriots that I've seen to this point.
No.
But a lot of the nationally televised games, the standalone games, are leaking out. 617-779-7937. Two more chances to win tickets to the Red Sox and the Mets May 19th at Fenway Park on a 2 for Tuesday. Stay tuned for that, and we'll get back to your Celtics thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Jones and Keefe on a 2 for Tuesday. Another opportunity to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets about 40 minutes from now at 12:30. Chance after that at 1:30. More chances on WEEI afternoons. Trying to cheer you up on a down day out there. You hear Joe Mazzulla discussing Jason Tatum and how it was a difficult thing to watch. Are we at least going to give the Celtics game five? They're favored in game five.
I've been so wrong about this series, so take it with a grain of salt, but I do think they win. Like I immediately thought that. I was like, this happens a lot in sports where you see the best player go down and you're like, oh, there's no chance. And then for at least a game, you know, it might not last for a season or a series, but they'll pull one out. And I think it has almost as much to do with maybe the Celtics mentality as the Knicks. They all saw it. They all see the best player go down. They got to be thinking, even if they don't want to say it out loud, this just got a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to deal with Jason Tatum now. Like, they probably think this one's over. And then the fact that the game is in Boston also makes me feel a little bit more confident that if it gets to a point, you know, the Celtics might sort of rally with that, and then the Knicks are like, all right, we'll just get them at home. Like, well, whatever. Like, maybe they don't have that big second half comeback, which they've had in every game except for game three.
Right.
And they say, well, whatever, we'll just get them on Friday.
Human nature.
Yeah.
And so I just hope they don't pack it in.
Yeah.
And I don't think they will, but you're right, Keith. I mean, I haven't had a great track record of predicting this series either. I don't think any of us really have.
No, it's been tough.
So I don't think they're going to just pack it in, lay down and die. They're favored for a reason, although they've been favored in all these games. They're favored for a reason. I think you defend your home floor, put some pressure on New York, send it back to MSG, and let's see what happens then. I want to see the Knicks in that spot, see how they handle it. I want to see the team answer the bell one more time and just force it to go back for New York or to New York. And yeah, maybe human nature just sets in. They don't battle as hard in that game. They show up on the road. The Celtics have more fight than they expected, and they're like, we'll just get them at home. And now they're running out of chances, and they're using up their nine lives, right? So I'd like to see them put them in that spot. And if I had to wager on it, and I probably will.
Yeah, sure.
I think they will.
By the way, what did you think of Mazzulla's comments that we just played coming back? I thought it was noteworthy.
Yeah.
When he said, Jason's the guy that always gets up, considering one of the big talking points in the Orlando series is him yelling at Tatum to get up.
I mean, in some ways.
I think he yelled at him this time.
No, in some ways he's got a little more job security if Tatum's out for the year.
He does.
They're not going to fire him.
But
I don't think yelling at Tatum to get up and then having Tatum go down with an Achilles injury later on in the same postseason, probably not ideal for him long term.
I also don't think it was a coincidence, though, for him to say, like, you know, obviously it was scary. I'm not saying that it wasn't. I think for all the players on the court, anytime you see something like that, it is. It's probably scary. But he's like,
you always see him get up.
He always gets up. It's like, oh, does he? Or do you get mad at him and sometimes scream at him to get up?
Had not thought about that.
Yeah, he kind of threw that in there.
Interesting.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, I expect him to answer the bell. And I would be very disappointed, as I've said all day, if they don't. So, you know, I don't think the series is over. I don't think the season is over. I still think we asked you this earlier. If you were going to draft out the series, I'd take Brunson over anybody else left.
Yeah.
But I'd take Jalen after that.
So here's the thing. I think
then I'd probably go Towns, but then I think it's a healthy Porzingis, which he isn't.
The problem is that
Derek White, Drew Holiday's in the know. Like after that, those guys are all in the mix.
But Bridges and Anunoby are playing better than I think over the course
Anunoby
of the season.
Anunoby was terrible in games 2 and
so,
3.
So true. He had a good game yesterday.
He had a great game one. Bridges, and he was good last night.
Bridges had that monster fourth quarter, in game two. And then this game, he was in a bunch of shots that was driving you
Bridges
nuts.
Bridges was great last night, but he's been largely so-so as well. He's great at the end of game two and great last night.
But better than
those
Porzingis.
Those guys don't show up every game.
No, but Porzingis hasn't shown up at all. Holiday hasn't shown up at all. Horford hasn't shown up at all.
Fair.
Pritchard's shown up once, and Derek White, like, one and a half times.
The best thing I can come up with, though, is the best game all postseason for both Jalen and Porzingis was the game Tatum missed game two against Orlando, which they won going away.
Yeah.
So that was each of their individual best games this postseason. I don't have it in front of me. Jalen went like 36, 10, and 5. Porzingis had 20-plus. I think I had 10 rebounds in that game. It was each of their individual best games this postseason. So they did it without Tatum. When they needed him to step up last time, they did.
Yeah.
Now, Jalen hasn't played well for a stretch. Porzingis, as you said, really hasn't been good at all in the entire postseason. He also didn't shoot great in that Orlando game,
no,
if we're being fully transparent.
So that was game two that he played really well. Game three, he played good minutes, and then since then he hasn't played like starter minutes. So that's like how much is he even going to play, let alone what kind of performance is he going to have?
It's a good question. But those are the guys they need to step up. We'll continue to talk our way through it at 617-779-7937. We have Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Again, another two for Tuesday, your chance to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets. Don't know how hot of a commodity that is after Tanner Houck last night, but that's at 12:30. You can stay tuned for your opportunity to win that one. And we'll get back to the Celtics as well. Are you ready to call it a season? I'm not. Do they have any shot without Jason Tatum? I think they do. Plus, Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday. High noon, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.